Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a selector dub style transition in Ableton Live 12, with that pirate radio energy, but tuned for modern drum and bass and driven by jungle swing. The goal here is not just to throw delay and filter on top of a track. We want a transition that feels like a real selector riding the tune live. Something dubby, a little ragged, full of movement, but still tight enough that the drop lands with proper weight. That balance is the whole point. Loose in character, disciplined in the low end. Why this works in D&B is simple. Drum and bass lives on phrasing. The listener always feels when energy is building, when it's being withheld, and when it finally gets released. A selector dub transition gives you a human narrative inside that phrasing. Instead of a flat 8 bars, you get tension, groove, space, and personality. Start by placing the transition in the actual arrangement. Don't design it in isolation. Find the last 4 or 8 bars before your drop or section change, loop that area, and decide where the impact point really is. The selector energy should peak in the final 1 or 2 bars, not right from the start. That way, the drop still has somewhere to go. Now build the motion engine first. Bring in a jungle break or a chopped break layer and use it as a shadow groove under the main drums. You do not want it hogging the whole arrangement. You want it to shuffle the track forward. If the break feels too rigid, nudge a few slices slightly off the grid and let it breathe. If it feels too busy, simplify the fills around the snare. What to listen for here is the swing. The drums should feel like they're skipping forward, not marching in straight 16 THS. If the break sounds stiff, the transition loses its jungle identity. A little human drag goes a long way. For the selector voice, decide what job it's doing. You've usually got 2 strong directions. One is dubby call and response, where you use a vocal stab, horn hit, or short chord and let the echo answer back. The other is a pirate radio cut-up, where the source is chopped, stopped, and returned with more urgency and tape-like attitude. If you want smoked-out dub pressure, go with the first. If you want something rawer and more chaotic, go with the second. Keep that source on its own audio or instrument track so you can automate it cleanly. A very solid stock chain in Ableton is EQ8, then saturator, then echo. High pass the source somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the sound. If it gets boxy, carve a little around 250 to 500 Hz. Then add a touch of saturator, just enough to give it density and presence. After that, bring an echo and set it to a musical division like eighth notes, quarter notes, or dotted eighths, depending on how busy the drums are. Why this works in D&B is that saturation helps the source cut through dense drums without just turning it louder, and echo gives you those selector-style tails that connect one phrase to the next. The high pass keeps the sub-zone clean, which is crucial in a club record. You don't want delay wash smearing your bottom end. What to listen for now is whether the echo feels intentional. It should smear into the next phrase on purpose, not cloud the groove. If the delay is masking the snare or crowding the drop, shorten the feedback or automate the delay only on the final hit. The echo should support the rhythm, not hide it. Next, automate a filter like a live DJ opening the sound up. Auto filter is perfect for this. Start darker than you think you need. You might begin with the source sitting low and muffled, then sweep it open over 1 to 4 bars until it reaches a brighter, more exposed position. A bandpass moment can sound especially pirate radio, like the sound is coming through an old transmission chain. Then open it just before the drop. This is one of the most convincing parts of the whole approach. The filter movement should feel like energy arriving, not just brightness increasing. If the sweep gets too wide too early, you spend the excitement before the drop has even hit. Hold the darkness a little longer. That contrast gives the payoff more power. Now bring in stop-start phrasing. This is where the pirate radio tension really comes alive. Add 1 or 2 short dropouts in the last 2 bars, before the drop. You can automate track volume, clip gain, or a muted gap and pair that with a delayed tail or a reverse sound. Even a single beat of silence can feel massive in a fast D&B track. A simple phrasing idea is this. One bar gives you a dub hit and a short echo, the next bar lets the break answer, then you cut out for half a bar, and finally you bring in the last hit before the drop. That kind of call, response, pause, release structure feels alive. It feels like someone is actually handling the tune. What to listen for is the air. If the section is full all the time, it loses tension. The space around the hits is part of the arrangement. Don't be afraid of silence. In a heavy track, a tiny gap can hit harder than another fill. Once that's working, check the transition against the main kick, snare, sub, and bass movement. This is where things can go wrong if the transition is too self-contained. The break should support the pocket, not fight the snare backbeat. The dub source should add identity, not decorate over the top of the groove, and the sub should stay mono, centered, and completely stable. If the break is muddying the snare, trim its low end or simplify the slices around the backbeat. If the bass is still too full, the selector moment can feel like a layer on top instead of part of the arrangement. Keep the 2 and 4 readable. That is what lets the transition still feel like drum and bass, even when it's chopped and swung. A quick mix note here. Keep anything wide above the low band. Let the motion happen in the upper mids and top of the break, not around 80 to 120 Hz. If the section sounds huge in headphones but collapses in mono, you've probably pushed stereo movement too far. In this style, the bass frame has to stay solid. At this point, once the gesture is working, commit a version to audio. This is a big one. Resample the selector phrase with its delay, filter, and stop-start timing, then chop the best moments into a new track if needed. Printed audio often sounds more believable here, because the tiny imperfections become part of the vibe. That's part of the pirate radio charm. You can also reverse the final echo tail into the drop, trim the front edge so the hit punches earlier, or leave one beat of room before the next section lands. These small edits often make the transition feel much more like a real selector move and less like a preset. If you want the transition to feel heavier, group the break, dub source, and FX into a bus. On that bus, keep processing restrained. Light EQ to remove low end clutter, a little glue compressor for control, and maybe a touch of saturator if it feels thin. Don't overdo the bus. The drop needs to hit harder than the transition. The transition is the launch pad, not the main event. A strong arrangement shape might be 8 bars of groove, then 4 bars of selector dub build, then a beat or a bar of silence, then the drop. Or you might do 4 bars of strip drums, 4 bars of call and response, a 2-bar fake out, then the hard drop. The exact shape matters less than the energy story. Decide what the transition is doing. Is it bridging 2 sections? Is it creating contrast? Is it faking the listener out so the real drop feels even bigger? Pick the job first, then automate only what supports it. A really useful coaching tip here is to work backwards from the drop point in 1-bar chunks. Bar 1 is the setup. Bar 2 is the answer. Bar 3 is the withholding. Bar 4 is the release. That mindset keeps you from overdecorating the earlier bars and helps the energy contrast stay clear. And if you're unsure whether the section is working, solo it, then unsolo it immediately. If it sounds exciting solo but awkward in context, the effects are probably too self-contained. A good selector dub moment still belongs to the track's drum language. It should feel like the track is being mixed live, not like a separate performance pasted on top. For darker and heavier DNB, start the filter darker than you think. Use the break as the movement engine and the dub source as punctuation. Keep the echo tails gritty but controlled, especially if you put saturator before echo. That way the repeats inherit some bite. Just keep the drive moderate. You want thickness, not fizz. You can also use a narrow bandpass moment right before the drop for that grimy old transmission feel. Just don't leave it there too long. The mix still needs to breathe. In heavier tunes, sometimes less is more. Let the snare remain authoritative. Let the bass stay disciplined. Let the transition create pressure without overcrowding the lane. So here's the core idea to remember. A strong selector dub transition in Ableton Live 12 is built from phrasing, swing, and controlled FX. Use a jungle break for motion, a dub source for identity, and stop-start timing for pirate radio character. Keep the low end clean. Resample when the gesture feels right, and always judge it in context with the drums, bass, and drop. If it feels like a live selector moment, but still lands like a proper club-ready DNB arrangement, you've nailed it. Now take the mini exercise and build a 4-bar transition using only stock devices. 1 break layer, 1 dub source, 1 automation move, and no more than 2 echo throws. Keep everything below 120 Hz clean on the FX. Make it swing. Make it breathe. Then check whether the drop feels clearer after the transition than before it. That's the move. Build the selector moment, keep the system tight, and let the drop speak.